Thank you all you to be here today. So my name is Paul Le Guen de Carnaison. Today I'm speaking about the Linux Foundation Energy CPaaS project, and more specially about the SV Trace tools, which are latency analysis tools that we develop during 2024 year in the context of virtualized networking platforms. So first, I'm working at a company which is called Savoirfaire Linux. So we are a company which are experts in libre and free and open source technologies, and we are based in Canada and Europe. And we are mainly working on a project which is called CPaaS, which is a project of the Linux Foundation Energy. So quickly, what is the CPaaS project? I will not take too much time in it. So this is a very, very, very oversimplified schema about all the electric energy is produced, transported, and distributed to your home. And as you can see, there is a place that we call a substation, and the main purpose of the substation is to make some monitoring of the electrical energy and some other stuff. And it's currently, and since decades, a lot of hardware devices. And there is a transition of into this substation, into a digital substation, and more digital devices. And for this, we want to implement these virtual devices into virtualization platform. And this is where CPaaS operates. CPaaS is mainly an open source hypervisor and designed for the digital substation. And the main purpose of CPaaS is to hosting virtualization and automation, virtual automation and protection application with real-time constraints. So this is a schema of the main technologies we are using. It's the main technology is all about RT stuff, clustering features, and a lot of virtualization stuff. If you're interested about a more deeper presentation of the CPaaS project, we have already done some presentation in the past few years in the Energy Dev Room. So if you're interested, you can take a look at the past year presentation. So let's go now in the subject, which is about the need of low latency communication in a substation. So to do a little bit of context, in substation, the low latency communication are a priority. Because as you can see, substation, their safety and reliability is critical. And if, for example, during a storm, there is a tree that falls on a electrical power line, the current must be cut off very, very, very quick, or very, very quick. And as the substation is monitoring this electrical power lines, we have a real-time constraint, and the virtualized protection application must react as soon as possible. So to communicate in a substation, there is a standard which is called IEC 61850, which defines a lot of protocols. And one of them is called SV, for Sample Value Protocol. And it's just basically an L2 protocol, which can be identified with a protofield, Ethernet protofield. And it follows a publisher and a subscriber schema. The publisher machine is sending periodically the sample value packets at a fixed pace, which depends on the frequency of your electrical network. And the subscriber receives these packets and then decodes them, and then an application do whatever she wants with the data in this SV. So if we take a look of how does this is in a CPaaS architecture, we have a publisher machine. It sends the SV to a CPaaS hypervisor. And then we have the subscribers, which are virtual machines. And all of them are receiving the same sample values and receive, decode them, etc. So what we need is to ensure we have a very, very low latency communication between the emission of the publisher machine to the subscriber machine. And when I said low, it's the lowest possible. So what I wanted to do is to first make a lab of the transit of this SV from the emission to from the publisher machine to the reception in the subscriber. So as you see here, first the publisher machine is sending the sample value from the network interface. It travels through the network and then it's received at T1 into the hypervisor network interface. And then into the hypervisor, this sample values is transmitted through an open vSwitch bridge to all the virtual machines. And so we have at T2 the reception of sample value inside the network interface of each virtual machine. And finally, inside the subscriber, inside the virtual machine, the sample value is transmitted through from the network interface to a user application, a protection application. So as you see here, we have a lot of latencies that we have identified with T hypervisor, T total, T subscriber. And what we want to know is where the latencies are coming from. And we want to track where exactly there is problems. So for the next examples, I have taken the hypothesis of a perfect publisher machine, which is sending at a perfect pace the sample values. And we will take here the track of the latency inside the hypervisor only. So where the latencies of this SV are coming from, and how can we do that? So the first step to do this is to identify inside the kernel what is the kernel stack which is executed by the kernel when a sample value is received. What our kernel is doing when it receives a packet. So to do this, we use a tool which is called PWARU, which stands for Packets Where Are You? And the main purpose of this tool is to show us every kernel function which have been called when a specific packet we have filtered arrived on the machine. And as you see here, there are three main processes: the NIC IRQ, the Open vSwitch daemon, and finally the QEMU process. And more specially, it's a specific thread of the QEMU process, which is called the BIOS driver, which its main purpose is to send the data to the virtual machines. And what is interesting here is that we have identified an arrival of the sample value on the hypervisor, and finally, a departure of the sample value. And we have a departure, an arrival, a departure, and we want to know how can we measure the latencies between these two points. And so to do this, we use another tool that is called BPF Trust. Maybe you have heard about it because there is a lot of FOSDEM conference talks that talk about it. BPF Trust is a high-level kernel tracer based on eBPF, and the main purpose is that you can you have a script, scripting language, and you can make some custom action based on what kernel tracing points are called. And here, so we are the two tracer, we are two probes we have identified previously, SKB push and consume SKB, which are K probes. So when with BPF trust, when this function are executed, we can execute some custom actions. So for example, we can, in BPF trust script, record a timestamp each time of the SKB push function is called, and record a second timestamp when the consume SKB function is called, and then between these two points, we can measure latency. So the third step is to wrap this BPF trust script into a Python wrapper. And this is where the SV trust tool operates. We develop it with two main features. The one is a live feature. It's what you see on the left. And it allows us to show us in a direct an histogram with the real-time latencies of the transit of our sample values with some statistic about the average maximum latencies achieved, etc. And the second one is a record. In a log file, we record all of the latencies we recorded, and we use it for long test or post-process analysis. So let's do some practical case, and let's see if we can track some latency sources and maybe fix them. So first, we do a nominal case. So we are investigating latency between the T1 and the T2 points, and to see if we can optimize the situation here. So what you see here is that we did a four-hour test without any optimization in the hypervisor or inside the virtual machine. And what you see is not very good results. We have a lot of latencies that are largely above 200 microseconds, and in a real-time context, it's really, really, really bad. So what we did is some optimization. We isolate the KVM cores of our virtual machines. We isolate the QEMU main process, and we have very better results. We have less sample values that are above 200 microseconds, but we still see some what I call ugly spikes that I have identified. Some of them are at the beginning and are a logical behavior. The first one is open vSwitch that when it starts to transit the sample value, for whatever reason, it chooses to transit them inside the user space, and then it loads a kernel driver, and all of the rest of the SV are sending through the kernel space. And but the last two spikes, we don't know where they are coming from. So this is here where we used LTTNG, because the problem is a real-time problem, and it's becoming too complex to investigate just with a graph. And so what you see here, the first LTTNG trace shows us the execution of the transit pipeline of sample values. So first we see that it arrives in the hypervisor IRQ, and it passed at the end with the VHOST, QEMU VHOST driver, and then it is transmitted to the virtual machines. But we see here we have a big latency of 100 microseconds, and we see here that there is in green a process, the QEMU system process, and we don't know what it's doing here. And we see very often this problem, and this is what is creating these big spikes. So the solution is quite easy. It's just a priority fix. You just have to make the QEMU system priority much lower than the VHost thread, the VHost QEMU thread. And the good result as what is shown below, we have 40 microseconds between the reception of the, in the hypervisor and then the transit to the virtual machine. So thank you for your attention, and if you're interested about SVTrust project or more globally about the CPaaS project, you can take a look at the GitHub pages. Thank you.
In your example, you used an OVS bridge, but is there any reason this couldn't work with simple Linux bridges as well? Or does SVTrace support Linux bridges as well?
So you're asking about the OVS OVS bridge? And
yeah, if you could use this with regular Linux bridges as well.
Regular?
Linux bridges, just.
No, we didn't have, unfortunately, time to test all the technologies. We only tested Open vSwitch. We did some tests with PCI pass-through, but it's some cheat, and it's not quite the same because PCI pass-through, you are reserving one Ethernet port for the virtual machine, and the results were very good, but it's PCI pass-through and not software transit. But we are planning to try with all the bridges technologies and also with other things like maybe Express Data Path or maybe DPDK.
About OVS, that's called an up call. This is how OVS is working. So what you're seeing as a spike is an up call, and you don't use OVS on a real-time system pass. You don't do that. It's not made for it. But okay, you didn't. did you use huge pages and CPU dedicated CPU for the VM as well?
Yes, huge pages we don't need because we don't have a lot of usage of memory. We are not in case we are, for example, using DPDK. But CPU allocation we use it. KVM cores are isolated. Yeah, the KVM core and the QEMU main process is isolated too on a reserved on a real-time core.
Okay, so if you see some TLB shoot down, you should use huge pages. That's going to decrease your latency as well, but maybe this is something that you cannot measure because your latency overall is still pretty high from an absolute number. Mm. Because we have this stack running since here with real-time end-to-end, and we have lower latency that we measure with cyclic test and other tools, you know? And so I think you have almost the right ingredients, but you need a little of tuning, and just don't use OVS for that. Or you make sure you don't have up calls. This is something that you can do, but you need to know how to do it.
Yes, but we use Open vSwitch because it's mainly the only technology that resolves us a lot of our needs. So there is still a lot of other technologies that maybe we could use. But yes, this is why we have planned to test other things that only Open vSwitch.
Anyone else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.